Now Roland, who believed that even in the shadow of death there were still lessons to be learned, wanted Jake to ask the question Jake himself had proposed, and the answer would no doubt expose him as the superstitious scatterbrain he had become. Yet still, why not ask? Even if it were the equivalent of flipping a coin, why not? Jake had come, possibly at the end of a short but undeniably interesting life, to a place where there were magic doors, mechanical butlers, telepathy, of which he was capable at least to some small degree himself, vampires, and were-spiders. So why not let Shimi choose? They had to go one way or the other, after all, and he'd been through too goddamn much to worry about such a paltry thing as looking like an idiot in front of his companions. Besides, he thought, if I'm not among friends here, I never will be. Shimi, he said, looking into those bloody eyes, was sort of horrible, but he made himself do it. We're on a quest. That means we have a job to do. You have to save the tower, said Shimi. And my old friend is to go in and mount to the top and see what's to see. There may be renewal. There may be death, or there may be both. He was Will Dearborn once, aye, so he was. Will Dearborn to me. Jake glanced at Roland, who was still hunkered down, looking out of the cave. But Jake thought his face had gone pale and strange. One of Roland's fingers made his twirling go-ahead gesture. Yes, we're supposed to save the Dark Tower, Jake agreed, and thought he understood some of Roland's lust to see it and enter it, even if it killed him. What lay at the center of the universe? What man or boy could but wonder once the question was thought of and want to see? Even if looking drove him mad. But in order to do that, we have to do two jobs. One involves going back to our world and saving a man, a writer who's telling our story. The other job is the one we've been talking about, freeing the breakers. Honesty made him add. Or stopping them, at least.